Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 25th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai claims that the UN Secretary General has pledged to tackle Zimbabwe's hunger crisis.
Sacked new Harare town clerk James Moshore defies an order to stop reporting for work.
And the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair kicks off tomorrow amid concerns of another poor show this year. MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai claims that United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has promised to help in alleviating hunger that is crippling Zimbabwe after he wrote him a letter recently seeking his intervention on the current food crisis and politicization of state and donor aid. Our correspondent Gandri Maramba reports from Mashingo.
Addressing hundreds of people at Manga Growth Point in Good to End the Weekend, the former Prime Minister said he was happy that Ban Ki-moon had responded positively to his request for UN intervention on the country's food crisis. He could not say how the United Nations chief would help in alleviating hunger in the country, as United Nations agencies are already in Zimbabwe, where they have appealed for millions of dollars in donor funding to tackle crippling food shortages.
Coming to the issue of hunger, it's a reality, and as opposition, I wrote a letter to Mr. Ban Ki-moon, the UN Secretary General, telling him that don't be fooled by Mugabe, who misleads the world that everything is okay in here. I told him there is hunger and starvation caused by El Nino. Ki-moon replied me and assured me that the UN will assist the country.
Tsvangirai also expressed concern over the increased politicization of food aid in most parts of the country, claiming that his supporters are being denied free drought relief aid by ruling party supporters, including headmen and chiefs. He urged villagers, especially MDC youth, to stop such activities.
Now, when the food has been availed, they start to say they want ZANU-PF supporters only, as if they are the only ones with stomachs. Who does not need food? We all need it. We must share it equally and in a fair manner. When they try to sideline you, refuse and grab the food and see if they will arrest all of us for demanding food. We want the world to know that people in Zimbabwe were arrested for demanding their food. I urge you youth to defend the people and stop this. You should make sure that the food is distributed fairly, and Mugabe should know that the food does not belong to ZANU-PF but to government.
Some ZANU-PF activists in the region, including the ZANU-PF party's provincial commissar, JP Jabunu, declined to comment on allegations that their party is blocking other people from accessing drought relief aid. More than 4 million Zimbabweans need immediate food aid following a disastrous crop season, fueled by the negative effects of the El Nino weather phenomenon. At least 50 million people in southern Africa are facing hunger due to the El Nino-induced drought. The El Nino weather phenomenon is a natural periodic warming of the eastern Pacific Ocean that can last a year or two. It causes drought, excessive heat, floods, and related weather conditions. Reporting for Studio 7 in Kutu, this is Gandri Maramba.
Studio 7 could not get an immediate reaction on this issue from United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
The chaos at Harare City Council is continuing, with town clerk James Moshore today defying an order by acting mayor Chris Mbanga to stop reporting for work. Harare Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni was suspended by local government minister Xavier Kasukuere for allegedly appointing Moshore unprocedurally. In response, Manyenyeni challenged the suspension in court, and the High Court is set to hear the matter tomorrow. The matter, though, is seriously dividing the MDC-controlled council, with councillors taking different sides in the matter. Acting Harare Mayor Chris Mbanga tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that everything is under control, though Moshore defied his order not to report for duty until court cases are exhausted.
The latest is that we are still sending on our resolution which was passed at a special council meeting that we can no longer entertain or continue to discuss on the issue of the employment of the town clerk because the matter is now before the courts.
But is the town clerk still reporting for duty?
Yeah, he is reporting for duty, although just today I called him into my office trying to explain to him the motion that has been made by the councillors that we ask town clerk Mushore to go on leave whilst the issue is being discussed in the courts. And we will be guided by what comes out of the court determination.
What was his response?
His adamant that he will stay put.
That was Acting Harare Mayor Chris Mbanga speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
Blessing also reached Mushore, who vowed to report for duty and threatened legal action should anyone try to kick him out.
I'm still going to work, Blessing. I started work here on the 1st of April, and I've appeared for work every single working day, and I have not been interfered with. No one has asked me to stop coming to work. So what you're reading in the media is not entirely accurate. I continue to report for work, and I will continue to report for work.
But have you received any communication from the acting mayor or Minister Kasukwere or the local council board saying you must stop coming to work?
No, there is. I understand from the acting mayor that the council will be having a meeting next week on Thursday to discuss the impasse between the council and the ministry.
And there are also reports that should you be fired, you'll be prepared to go to a court, and a figure of about 240,000 has been thrown out there. Is this accurate?
No, we haven't come to that. I continue to come to work. When or if something like that happens, then I will consider my position. But nothing has happened to indicate that things will come to that.
But your critics, Mr. Mshore, are saying, are you fit for the job? Because reports are saying that you left NMB because of ill health. Has anything changed?
My problem was with my eyes, and subsequently, my leaving NMB, I had several operations on my right eye, which is now stable. Therefore, I'm very much up to the job.
That was Harare Town Clerk James Mushore speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
Simbara Shemoyo, Combined Harare Residents Association Chairman, says residents are concerned by the infighting at the expense of service delivery, and they will first give dialogue a chance.
We are going to adopt a three-pronged approach, whereby the first approach will be that of allowing dialogue. We understand that there is some kind of dialogue that is taking place in the background. This is the dialogue between the concerned parties, the minister himself, Mayor Manyenyeni himself, and also the party where Mayor Manyenyeni is coming from. But should we find out that dialogue is failing, we are simply going to get to the next level, which is that of pursuing the issue through the legal route that we have already taken with the case that is before the court. And I understand that the mayor himself has also filed an urgent chamber application with the High Court. So that will be our next port of call. And then as days progress, if we see that it's not coming out properly, we also then resort to the last stage where we then engage the minister through street protests, through mobilizing the residents to air out their grievances, whether in the streets or at the office of the minister or at any other place where we think it would be relevant to do so.
But as residents, have you tried to communicate your position to the minister?
We have had some engagement with the minister.
And that was Combined Harare Residents Association Chairman Simbara Shemoyo speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
In a related development, the MDCT says it will stop local government minister Xavier Kasukwere from allocating 1,500 stands to ZANU-PF youths in a land deal involving the Chinese. Party spokesman Obed Gutu tells Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri that Kasukwere would violate the Urban Councils Act if he implements his plans.
As the MDC, we are obviously appalled. We are actually disgusted, if I may use that term. Because to begin with, it is not the responsibility of Minister Kasukwere to identify and then acquire land on behalf of the city of Harare. The city of Harare is a juristic persona in its own right. It has got amongst its several responsibilities, that responsibility of identifying land and then acquiring land for urban expansion.
What if ZANU-PF is going to buy the land?
It is most unlikely that ZANU-PF is going to buy the land, to start with. ZANU-PF is a public secret that they are broke as a political party. We have it on record, some of us, that they haven't even paid their party workers at their headquarters for more than 5 months. Where will they get the money to buy 1,500 hectares of land?
That was MDCT spokesman Obed Gudu speaking with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri. The Zimbabwe International Trade Fair kicks off in Bulawayo tomorrow, with observers saying just like other recent showcases, this year's edition is likely to be subdued as a result of the ongoing economic decline. Once a major event on the nation's annual calendar, the trade fair has declined alongside the country's economy over the past years as business continues to close shop. And this year will sure not fare any better, says businessman Bulisani Ngube, who will not be exhibiting in this interview with Ntungameli Nkomo.
My observation is that definitely, no doubt about it, it's not like in the previous years, due to a number of challenges. And you will realize that the exhibitors, most of the exhibitors, are those who are in the services sector rather than in the manufacturing. You are looking at the financial services sector. All sorts of small micro lenders will be there, banks, or probably hotels and other services will be there. But the manufacturing sector is definitely depressed. Very, very, very few companies which are in the manufacturing sector will be exhibiting this year.
Mr. Mugabe said last week that his government was working very hard, and he cited quite a few companies that he said the government has so far managed to revive. Is that a revival apparent in Bulawayo?
Politicians, by their very nature, believe in the use of propaganda. And I would say that was propaganda on his part, because there is no visible revival of any company. What is visible in the industrial sector, you are talking of Donington, you are talking of Kelvin, you are also talking of Belmont, is the mushrooming of churches.
That was businessman Bulisani Ncube on the line from Bulawayo. ZITF manager Nomathemba Ndlovu was not available for confirmation on the number of exhibitors.
Some farmers have welcomed the signing of the Paris Agreement on climate change, saying this could assist to plan their agricultural activities if government implements some of the recommendations contained in the document. 175 countries, including Zimbabwe, signed the agreement, said it to be a turning point in tackling global gas emissions. Matabeleland South farmer Themba Ndlovu is among farmers who say Zimbabwe is likely to benefit from efforts being made to stop global warming.
I think it is important because we are part of the international community, and we need to secure, you know, our food resources. So agriculture is important, and therefore we need to know how the climate change will affect productivity on the farms. So we need to really know what's happening. Like this year, the rain came very late in February. So we were surprised, because normally we start getting rains in November, December, January. But this year it started in February. So we think that it is important for us to know why and so forth.
So do you see government taking up some of the recommendations that come out of such meetings and implementing them in the country?
I really don't know whether they have the capacity or capability to do that, because we are busy with minor things that are irrelevant, squabbles, inter-party squabbles and so forth.
That was Themba Ndlovu, a farmer and cattle rancher, speaking with Studio 7 from Matt South.